Blackstone Audio presents Elite by Mercedes Lackey. This book is read by Amy Landon. Dedicated to Emily Meehan and Laura Schreiber for absolute awesomeness. 1. I looked over my shoulder and fear hit me like a bolt of frozen lightning because all I could see were teeth. Hundreds and hundreds of shining white teeth, the smallest of them as long as my hand, the biggest as long as my whole arm, and all of them thin and needle sharp. The mouths holding those teeth were much too close. Dusanna and I were running at Dusanna's top speed, and it didn't seem anywhere near fast enough. I made myself as small as I could on Dusanna's back and tried to tell myself that I didn't actually feel the Draken's hot, bitter breath on my neck. Dusanna could do more than run away from this horror chasing us. He could bamf both of us right out of there, leaving the Draken frustrated and confused. But we didn't want the Draken frustrated and confused because the thing would just turn right back around to the aggro station and take out that frustration on the station and the handful of people inside it. Their power was out because the Draken had destroyed first the transformer linking the station to the main grid, then the backup solar panels and their wiring. Now the electrocution field that would have protected them was gone, and we were their last hope for getting out of the situation alive. Draken can, and do, tear entire concrete or reinforced metal buildings apart. All they need is a little seam or crack to get their claws into, and they dig and claw until they pull the toughest wall down. So we were playing bait. We were a bit of meat on a string, and we were pulling the Draken toward a trap. Dusanna's run was a lot smoother than a horse, even as he jumped over obstacles in the agri field we were running through. I looked back over my shoulder again. I'd never been this close to a Draken before, not even when one had been ravening alongside the train I was in. I hadn't known they had three mouths. The mouth you see, then another mouth inside of that, coming out on a stalk, then another mouth inside of that one coming out on another stalk. The whole thing darting at what it wants to catch like a frog tongue. A tongue that's about half as long as the Draken, except instead of being sticky like a frog tongue, the end, the middle, and the beginning are all razor-sharp teeth. No wonder they were top predators among the Othersiders. No wonder they were able to drag victims right out of any shelter they found. The mouth tongue darted straight at me just as I looked, and I couldn't help myself. I meeped with stark terror, and made myself even smaller as the last mouth snapped a few feet behind Dusanna's hindquarters. That's not a view anyone wants to see. Ever. My insides were so knotted up with panic that I felt sick, and I was shaking like I had a fever. But I was still thinking, still watching, still calculating, and still readying spells. That never goes away. I'm a hunter. I can be throwing up with fear and still be ready to throw a dazzle spell or put up a shield. I had both of those ready, just in case. I had to be on Dusanna's back, because while the Draken might chase him, it would go over chasms and through buildings to get to me. Dusanna was just another Othersider, probably something like the thing's normal prey. But Draken on this side don't want normal prey. They want humans. Humans were the best thing on the buffet to Draken, and a magic wielder like me was a tightly packed, nutrient-dense bomb of mana. We had to stay close, because if we got too far out ahead of it, the Draken would start to lose interest and its attention would start to waver. I was only one tasty morsel. There were a dozen yummy bites back in the station. If we couldn't keep its focus on us, it'd remember that and go back for them. Obviously, there was no way I was going to be able to take on a Draken alone, not even with a pack of hounds 11 strong. But I was heading right for some people who could do what I couldn't. I spotted the markers they'd set out on the tops of two bushes at the same time Dusanna did, two bandanas tied to branches. He somehow put on a burst of speed to get out of the smash zone, and I hung on for all I was worth, and just as we got past, right behind us, I felt a blast of air shove us forward, and I heard a huge concussive thump. Dusanna skidded to a halt and pivoted on his forelegs at the same time so we could both see what was happening.